This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, last week at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, had the chance to talk with a lot of policymakers in the agriculture industry, including the Environmental Protection Agency. Before you roll your eyes and decide to either change the dial or click off on the computer, just remember we asked some very straightforward questions and talked about what programs are out there for farmers and ranchers. Sometimes EPA gets the reputation of being the boogeyman in the ag industry, and thought it was high time we sat down and talked with them. We'll hear part one of that conversation coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Venus Welch White is the acting director of the EPA Office of Ag and Rural Affairs, or ORA. One of the topics we get to hear a lot about is over endangered species. And we know that there are some plants and animals that are vulnerable to change happening in their habitat. Many farmers and ranchers are sympathetic to that, but also wonder if the EPA is too broad in its limiting power of what we can and can't do by using the Endangered Species Act as a shield. Look no further than what we deal with crop protection products. Acting Director Welch White started out by explaining the EPA knows that farmers need to have those tools to protect crops. She says that her office has a goal to follow science as well as do their job. However, she says the courts have taken too much power away from the agency and it taken them out of the driver's seat.
Well, we've definitely want to make sure that farmers have tools in the toolbox. It is very important here at EPA to make sure that we are both following the law as well as the science. And so the administration, and you know, and that includes career leadership as well, is committed to make sure that farmers continue to have the tools in the toolbox that they need. ESA, we have not been complying with the ESA, and a lot of the decisions that have done and actions that the EPA has taken is really in direct correlation and response to the court mandates. And so it's really important to make sure that the agency is back in the driver's seat and not the courts.
But we also know that the courts have been used to protect farmers from losing tools that they need to grow a successful crop by stopping the EPA from broad brushing some of their policies. So I guess the question is, how do we move forward? How do we protect what needs protecting without taking the science away from the farmers who rely on it?
Well, there's been a series of actions that the agency has taken to make sure that we are on the right track. We released a herbicide strategy back in August of this year. We also had several draft strategies, including but not limited to the rodenticide strategy, the insecticide strategy, as well as a vulnerable species pilot program. And again, these are just all examples of the agency taking some very concerted and very intentional efforts to make sure that farmers continue to have the resources and the tools that they need to put food on the table.
We will be continuing tomorrow with this discussion, but to give you some background, Venus Welch White is not just a D.C. bureaucrat. She grew up in Florida as an ag sector and also wore the blue corduroy jacket and also interned 2 years at Corteva in Iowa. She's proud to be an honorary Iowan.
I have the unique designation to have been gifted a honorary Iowan from Secretary Mike Nigg, who is a very good friend of mine. I actually had the opportunity to intern with Pioneer Hybrid, now Corteva, when I was an undergrad student. So I got a chance to work on soybeans in Iowa, and not just for one summer, too. I was actually there. I spent 3 summers working for Pioneer Hybrid.
We'll have more at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.